Blog Talk Radio.
You're pushing too hard, you're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard, what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard, pushing too hard.
Show starter. I'll figure that'll get you up and moving. That was Pushing Too Hard by The Seeds. The Seeds. Well, that was the way they did it in the 60s. They picked anything and out of the hat, out of the lake, off the trail, whatever they wanted to out of the garden to name their bands after. And we didn't think anything about it. That's just what they did. So it was no problem. Today, we have something cool. John thought it would be pretty nice if we could do a show that was more towards the realm of our UK listeners. So, and he started it off by sending me a few songs, and I finished it up. So, you guys, we got a lot of British bands doing their music today, and it is good. You know what? It is not a miracle. It's not, I don't wonder about it. I don't question it. It just seemed like something that was right to do when the British invasion hit, to just welcome them and say, yeah, bring your music. Come on in. Kick off your shoes. Stay a while. And they did. They did. We've got, oh my gosh, I didn't even begin to count the songs because there's just so many of them, and I've got a lot of them. I remember all of them. Da, 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 da. There's a couple of them that John sent me that I'd never heard before, but all the ones I picked, I know. I haven't just heard them. I know them. They were around in the 60s and got airplay like, oh my Lord, it is over and over and over and over, day after day after day. If you didn't learn those songs without even trying to, you weren't paying attention. That's all there is to it, because they were always there. They were always in your ears, because back then, as teenagers and preteens, we always had our radios going. I got a transistor radio when I was 12. I don't think I ever turned it off unless I got in trouble for having it on at night when I was supposed to be sleeping, you know. Yeah, I did that. I took a flashlight and read under the covers, too. So, you know, hey. I read books. I learned how to read very fast because back then it was like when I'd been going to church, they scared you into following Jesus. It was awful, you know, hellfire and brimstone type preaching. And for little kids, that's wrong for little kids. That just scares them to death. And God doesn't want us to be scared into following him. So what I would do is I would read. I learned to read real fast because I didn't want to die in the morning before I woke up and had a chance to finish my book. I had to know the ending of that book. So I read 12 books in 2 weeks once. So, you know, so I could be a library aide. And I had access to everything all the time. It was cool. I was a weird kid. What can I tell you? I was a very weird kid. But it was fun. I loved my book. I didn't do a lot of stuff the other kids did, but I didn't miss it because I had my books and I was doing a whole lot more than they ever thought about in my mind. So, you know, teach your kids and your grandkids to read because they've got a whole new world that other kids can't access. And they'll always be thankful for that. But let them read for fun. Don't shove a book under the nose and say, read this. Let them read what they want to read, as long as it's acceptable. You know what I mean? Don't take them to the adult section and let them read what they want to. That's not what I'm talking about. Take them to the children's section. You know, you gotta keep an eye on the children. You can't let them have free reign. You just can't. That's not how it's meant to be. We're supposed to be guiding our children, okay? But teach them to read and let them read as much as they want to. Wow, because reading was my escape. Nobody bothered me when I was reading. Mm-mm. So I did my chores and I snuck a book and went and found a corner. It was great. Okay, now that we learned about my views on the British invasion and the time frame in which it took place, like you really cared, right? Hey, I've got one that John sent me this morning that I've always, always liked this song. And every time you hear it, it makes you think, what are they really saying? You know, think about that while you're listening to it this time. What are they really saying when they sing this song? It's called World Without Love from 1964 by Peter and Gordon.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out a tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait
and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Add anything. I don't need to add anything. It ended. It was great. I don't feel any compunction whatsoever. No drive for an ending at all. That was good. Okay. Now we know 1960s works out pretty decent. How about one that I know that John likes this song a whole lot. And it is by a British band, by the Hollies. But it's not 1960s. It's 1972. But that's okay. We're going to make an exception for this one because it's such a cool song. I love it. John loves it. Here's Long Cool Woman in a black dress.
Sat out all night, I was downtown.
Yeah, I understand why John likes that song. Because I know I like it. The Hollies were good. They were fantastic. I loved them. Oh, whatever happened to all the good bands? Well, some of them kept on into the 80s. Oh, my gosh, yes. And some of them kept on into the 80s. But, you know, I keep thinking, oh, the music of today, pukeable. But then I think, no, wait a minute. What did our parents think about our music? That very same thing. It was garbage. It was evil. They didn't like us listening to it. But my parents, luckily, just left me alone and didn't ever say anything. So that was cool. That was cool. But our parents didn't like our music any better than we like the kids' music of today. The 80s music was okay. I could handle a lot of that. When you get into 2000s and 2010s, not so much. Some of it, yes. A lot of it, no.
Most of it, no. It's horrible.
I have to agree. I prefer the 60s and 70s, the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I can do some of the 80s. You know, now when country music, that's a different story. I can handle country music even to this day. I can handle the country music, but it's kind of a crossover between the old style rock and roll and country western. It's kind of a meld of those genres. It doesn't get into the freaky weaky stuff like rock and roll does nowadays and has for the last 30 years.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Oh, there is. There really is. But I try not to say too much, and I will never say anything to any of the kids unless I have to admit, I have said something when somebody goes around with this boombox sitting on their shoulder and their pants hanging down halfway to their ankles in danger of falling to the ground, and I do say something at that point. I can't help it. It's kind of like, could you just put the boombox down for 10 seconds and pull up your britches, because I really don't like the show you're giving me with your underwear. And I've tried to not look at it, but I have to watch where I'm walking. So if you could do that, please. You know what's funny is most of them are not used to anybody saying anything, and so they'll give you this funny look, but then they'll hike up their pants. They don't stay hiked up, but they do it. So I figure, hey, that's one point anyway. We can start there. That's okay. We can start there.
What a man.
But that's something I can't handle. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. I just can't handle it. If you want to show off your underwear, go and run around your own house that way. Don't be coming out in public. Nobody else wants to see your underwear. That's just, to me, that is bad manners. And besides that, it's gross and unseemly. You're not supposed to be showing off your underwear to the whole world. I don't care who you are. Just don't do that, please. Don't subject me to that indignity.
No.
You know, I have to admit, it's a whole lot better here in Georgia than it was in Arizona.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I have to admit that. It's better here than it was in Arizona. Every place you went in Arizona, down in Phoenix, the big cities, it was awful. And don't go to L.A. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. They might as well be running around naked for all the clothes they wear.
Wow.
Hawaii, yes, I'll go to Hawaii. Tahiti, yes, I would go to Tahiti again. Not a question. California, not so much. Only because you got to go through the L.A. airport. You know, that's the only reason. Unless you can go San Francisco, that's better. So, okay, let's see. How are you doing, honey?
I'm hanging in there for Me and my sister.
Well, your sister's got to do her own hanging, honey. Your sister's got to do her own hanging. She's got to handle her own way. You be there for her, cry on your shoulder.
She called me at 1 o'clock this morning, and she knew what the answer was going to be when she called. But she said, was there any way that me and Todd could be there by today? And I said, no. And I really need you by my side. I said, I'm sorry, but you know, you knew the answer before you called. I wish I could be there, but I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to be sick when you're traveling by air, especially nowadays. And it takes you at least a week if you want to get a decent fare. If you don't care about the fare, you can go tomorrow. But that's real expensive.
Well, she knew I couldn't make the trip anyway. It was just, I think she mainly wanted to hear my voice. She had a friend staying with her. She's not got used to staying at the house by herself yet. The reason I was hearing you talking about the boys wearing their britches down when showing their underwear.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest boy went through that, Shannon. And when he come out here and see me in the summertime, when we picked him up, his britches was, no, he's falling off his backside. And
yeah.
The first stop we made was I got out, went in, bought the boy a belt, brought it back out, thought he'd get out of the car and put it on. That he wasn't going to stare at his underwear all the way back here.
There you go.
And he kind of had a smart remark to that. God says, you want to go back home? He says, no, I'm going to see my mama. So we got out here, still working, but he come in one day, and Shannon didn't have that belt. He says, well, boy, what did you do with the belt I bought you? Well, I can't find it. He says, okay, I'll fix that. So he went out to the storage shed and brought in a piece of rope and told him to pull his britches up, and he threaded that rope through his belt loops, and he triple knotted it.
Lil Abner style. You betcha.
Yeah. Shannon could not get it untied. And what am I going to do if I have to go to the bathroom? Ty says, you'll figure it out. But until you keep your pants up, that rope starts coming off. Well, he got a knife and cut the rope in two so he could take it out of his pants. So I didn't say nothing to him, and I said, let me try something. We went to town one day, and here's them droopy britches. And I had then told him twice, pull them pants up. And he pull them up and keep walking. They slide on down. Well, I eased up behind him because Becky was pushing the grocery cart, and I yanked his pants all the way down to the floor in the middle of the grocery store.
It works, doesn't it? It works.
It worked. He screamed, Mama, they can see everything I got. I said, they can see it before I yanked your pants down. So
exactly.
Either you keep your pants up or you don't wear them at all.
Oh,
and
God. I saw that the other day. I was behind somebody at Walmart the other day whose pants were so far down on his hind end, I thought if he took one more step, they were going to end up on the floor.
Yeah.
So I real quick turned and went to a different aisle because I just didn't want to deal with that.
His face turned beet red.
Uh-huh.
And from that day on, he kept his pants pulled up. And he was constantly looking behind him to see if I was there.
I love it.
He knew I didn't come down. Well, he has a son now that believe he just turned 16. And that young man keeps his britches pulled up because his daddy told the story of what happened to him with the droopy doors, he just calls them.
Oh, I love it.
He says, now I'll do you the same way my mother did me, or I'll take you to my mother's, which, you know, grandma, and she can do it to you. And that youngin's kept his pants pulled up. He will not go out in public showing his underwear. So Shannon learned the lesson, and he also passed it on to his son.
Good deal. Good, good. Yeah, I remember once my son was staying with my sister for a semester, and they took him to pick out some clothes, and they let him do it. They figured he was old enough, picked his own clothes out and all that stuff. When they got back, they found out he bought his pants two sizes too big just so he could have droopy drawers.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
no.
When I got there, I asked him about it, and they told me what had happened, and I says, well, we'll handle this because this ain't going to fly. This is not going to fly. He knows better than this. And so I went, and I didn't even sneak up on him. I just reached out and yanked his drawers down. And I says, now, you want to keep them down as far as they were, you wear them down around your ankles. If you don't like that, then pull them up where they belong. And you can buy us some pants that fit you so they'll stay up. This is not allowed. Well, the thing is that the kids in Spokane started doing that, copying the kids in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kids in L.A. were in gangs when they started doing that. It spread out of the gangs, yes, but it was gang-related when it started. And so I explained that to my son. And once he understood that, it wasn't so bad. You know, he was willing to be a little more decorum when I was around. I don't know what he did when I wasn't there, but I never asked. You know, as long as he did it when I was around, then I just made the assumption that he would do it when he was at school and such. I don't know if he did or not, but I never heard anything about it, so hopefully. But, yeah, it's nasty.
When Shannon was about 2 and 3, he got into this habit that he didn't want to leave his clothes on. And he would wait until he got out in the backyard with my other two children, and he'd start stripping his clothes off. And of course, I'd go out there and get him, make him put his clothes back on, and I got tired of it, and I just let him stay out there one day. And the neighbors started coming over, the kids, and they got to making fun of him because he didn't have no clothes on. That baby ran in the house and put his clothes on in a hurry.
Yep, that's it.
They were teasing him. And he didn't want to be teased. And he was already shy to start with. But that broke him of it.
Good. I never had that
my
problem,
other,
Joshua.
My other two children, my oldest boy, he kept his clothes on. He wore, and he kept his pants up. But he went through that phase of wearing black, and his fingernails had to be black, and he even dyed his hair black. And that was when he was living with his other grandma. And she let it all, let him do it all. And he had long hair down his back, and he came out here to finish 11th and 12th grade, and tried to say something to him about it. He says, you can keep it as long as you keep that hair clean and you keep them fingernails not in front of me so I can see them. And he abided by Clyde's rules, and right before he graduated, he signed up for the Navy, and they said, son, all this has got to go.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, and they gave him the date that he would show up to get a haircut, and he says, Mama, will you braid it in several different braids, because I'm going to give my hair to a couple of girls so they will remember me when I leave. I said, okay. So I did it, and the black fingernails went away, and he got his hair cut to the point he almost didn't have no hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mama, my head's kind of cold. I said, well, you got to get used to it. You're in the Navy now.
Yeah.
And they shipped him out 3 days after he graduated.
Wow.
And he was gone for 2 years before we seen him again. And then the next time we seen him, we found out he was married and young and on the way.
There you go.
Yes,
they do grow out of it. They're supposed to grow out of it. My son started wanting to shave his head when he was, 14, 13, something like that. And he was sneaky about it. He went over to one of his friends' house for overnight and snuck into their bathroom and shaved his head that night. So he went home with a shaved head, and he got in some trouble for that one. But you know what? The kid, I don't know, he must have had a vision or a prescient message or something like that, because when he became an adult, he started losing his hair. And so he had to shave his head or look half bald, and he didn't like looking half bald. He'd rather be bald, so he's been shaving his head for years and years now.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, I guess God said if you want to be bald, we'll handle it for you. It's all right.
Bobby's kept his hair short ever since he got out of the Navy. He don't let it grow.
He has a beard,
but he can go for so long with it, then he'll cut it off.
Right.
But he keeps his hair short. He's still got that military in him.
Oh, of course. That never really leaves. It doesn't.
But Clyde needs dog tail tags now. His hair is long enough to braid, and he keeps putting off going to the barber shop.
Well, just brush it back, put a rubber band around it. He'll be fine.
I tell him he's keeping it long because he's losing it on the top, and he needs that in the back to cover up the top.
As long as he doesn't try a comb over, it's fine. It doesn't matter. He can keep it long in the back, just pull it back, put a ponytail on it, and even if he gets bald on top, that's all right. That doesn't look too bad. I mean, university instructors, professors, psychologists, all those guys keep their hair long and back. Well, I shouldn't say all of them. That's a misnomer. But a lot of them have long hair and just tie it back. And nobody thinks anything about it. It's okay.
If he gets it that long, I'm going to catch him asleep and cut it off.
I would be careful about pranks like that, because turnabout is not any fun whatsoever.
I don't have to worry about my hair.
Well, you could end up with half of it. You know, turnabout is not fun. So don't be doing that. Okay, but don't be doing that. If he wants his hair long, you let him have his hair long. Don't be pulling pranks. Okay, that's not nice. You want to be nice because you want him to be nice to you.
Oh, he is.
Well, that's true. He might not cut your hair, honey, but how many other things could he pull pranks about? You don't want to go there, darling. You really don't want to go there. Men get very inventive.
Well, if he starts messing with my Elvis stuff, he will be sleeping outside. And that's
buried under outside.
That tea shed will turn into his little house over there. He'll have to call for an appointment to see me.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, he better behave himself then, but you need to behave yourself too, girl. No more pranks. No more chopping
all
off
right.
your hair once in a while, okay? You just be patient. He'll get tired of it and cut it off himself at one time, but don't be doing it for him. That's not nice, and it causes problems, okay? Not that I've ever done it, but I've had it threatened to be done to me. Not Anyway, how about an Elvis song? Can we do that?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Well, this is one that Gwen requested that I was going to play Thursday, but I had it mislabeled. So, this one, please God, is the right one. Here we go. No, that's not it. So, I am going to find the right one because this is ridiculous. I don't want to do this. Let's play another one until I find it because I know I put it in here. Okay, Joe Cocker, Ain't No Sunshine. That'll get us through till the right one comes along.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Elvis, of course, but we knew that wasn't going to be Elvis. I know I put that song in there for Gwen, and I redubbed it and reconverted it and added it in there. Do you think I can find it? No. Why would I be able to find it? That would make it just too easy. I don't know why it's not, because I remember doing it, because I remember double-checking it to make sure I did it, and it's like, what? you know, one of those things that you want to just take it outside and shake it and squirt it with a hose and wash it off and make it what it's supposed to be. It's not going to happen. I don't know. I'm going to keep looking for it, but I do not know what happened to that. I don't know. It's just totally whacked because I remember doing it. Okay, well, plan B. Plan B. I'll go for the one that John sent me. Now watch me not be able to find that, and it's supposed to be in here too. I know it is. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm looking for it now. Because okay, here's this one. I wanted to find it the old-fashioned scrolling way in case I ran across the other one I was looking for. It didn't work, but I tried. Anyway, here's the one that John sent me this morning, and I love this song. It's fantastic. It's a good country song, and it's a good Elvis song, both ways. It's fantastic. And if I remember correctly, I think Jerry Reed's on this one, too, I believe. Anyway, Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, take 8, 1970.
Damn, these takes are going by fast.
Some of them have been very short.
Okay.
Everybody's gone away. Said they're moving to L.A. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time. I guess the ride is wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. You know my heart keeps telling me you're not a kid at 33. Play around. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. 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 Good time, Charlie's got the
blues. You know, that's just plain old good song. you know?
It is.
It doesn't matter if the country, who did that? I wrote down one point. Who did that? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It was done in the country genre first. I don't remember who did it. That bugs me, but I don't remember who did it. But anyway, I probably like it better the way Elvis does it anyway, so why bother? You know what I mean? It's okay. Skeeter Davis. Do you guys remember Skeeter Davis? Like long about 1962 when we was just itty-bitties. Jeez, I wasn't even 9 yet. Anyway, this is Skeeter Davis doing a song called End of the World. Sorry, I couldn't help it. It's one of those things. You know, it's one of those things. But anyway, yes, I've been looking for that song I put in here for Gwen, and I can't for life of me find it. I do not know what happened because I remember doing it. But, hey, you know me, girl. I'll keep rolling until I get it.
It will show up.
It's just a question of where. That's one of those.
Every time I laugh, I hurt.
Oh my gosh, why?
I have been there since this crap happened.
Well, drink a gallon of Bengay and take a bath in capsaicin. You'll hurt like crazy, but you know, you won't notice the other pain. You won't notice your leg. You won't notice your knee. You won't notice your back. You won't notice your ribs. You'll just be burning so much, you'll feel like you're on fire. That's all. You can handle that,
right?
It doesn't
burn that bad. It really doesn't burn that much.
Good. That means you're keeping it down to proper levels, because if you put too much on, guarantee it will burn and you can get blisters. Take my word for it, honey. Been there, done that. You don't want to put too much on. And if it's not burning that bad, then you've got the right level for it. You might be able to put a little more on, but I wouldn't go there unless you really need to. Because once you get too much on, you'd be running around ice packs trying to blow on it. Don't get it wet. You can't. Don't wash off with water. That'll make it worse. Use vegetable oil.
Okay.
If you use vegetable oil, you can get some of it off that way, enough to make it stop burning so dreadfully. But, yeah, it will turn bright, fiery red, and you can blister your skin if you put too much of it on. But it's such a relief when you get the proper amount. That heat really is nice. It really is.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Still good.
Yes, wonderful. And it lasts better than a hot pack, so you don't have to keep running back and forth doing that. So, at any rate, how about Jerry and the Pacemakers? That's another British band. You guys all remember Jerry and the Pacemakers. How about when they were doing in 1964? And we're talking skinny leg suit pants, one center button on a short sport coat, ties, and long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it kind of, but you know what? They were a lot classier looking than the bands were a little bit later, when they wore anything they dang well wanted to, and it could be ragged, it could be holy, and T-shirts, and shirts that were only partially there, you know. So I didn't mind the suits and all that stuff. So that was cool. That was really nice. So, okay. Anyway, Jerry and the Pacemakers, I Like It, from 1964.
The way you tickle my chin, and I like the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. I like it, I like it. I like the words you say and all the things you do. And I like the way you straighten my tie, and I like the way you're winking your eye, and I know I like you. You know I like you. Do that again. You're driving me insane. Kiss me once more. That's another thing I like you for. I like it. I like it. I like the funny feeling being here with you. And I like it more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too. I'm asking you, what do you wanna do? Do you agree that the world was made for you and me? Every day, and I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too.
Yeah, I'm liking it. Okay. Now, there's one. No, I'm going to save that for later because it's kind of long, and I really don't want to do a long one. Okay. How about Deep Purple from 1968? Hush. I thought I heard a call of my name again. I was looking for the song. I still can't find it. But that was a quick ending, wasn't it? Just boom, all over. Mm-hmm. That's all right. We can handle that. I am going to play another song that John sent me this morning. Now, when I used the link he sent me, it gave me a video not available message. And I said, well, fooey on that stuff, so I went in and I looked for it myself and I found it. So we get to have it anyway. And it's by The Fortunes from 1965.
Here It Comes Again.
When I see that girl go walking by, I know boys shouldn't cry. Here it comes again, that feeling, here it comes again. When I see her look into his eyes,
remember that song from
I don't remember, but I like it.
I think it's great. Well, you know, and they were, as far as I can remember, they were a British band, so maybe it just didn't get much play over here. I don't know. I don't remember it. That doesn't mean I never heard it. I just don't remember it.
Right.
Which probably from a recording artist standpoint is not a good thing. You want your stuff to be remembered. You want to be memorable. Well, you know, it doesn't always work that way. So that's okay. That's okay. Oh my gosh. You know what? Okay. I checked these out, and the songs, the Elvis songs that I have on the list, they're all from the 50s and 60s, except for two of them, and they're from the 70s, 1971, you know, but that's all right. You think that's ever going to stop me? I don't think so. It has never stopped me before. Why would it stop me now, right?
Right. True.
So I am going to, and of course I'm taking it the slow way so that I can look through. I'm still looking for that song. I just, you know, but I really don't think I'm going to find it today. I'm just going to have to download it again and cross my fingers and hope I don't lose it again, because it's not the computer. It's not the song. It's me. I just don't know what I did.
I don't know how I put it in there. It could be in 3 or 4 different places, and I haven't found it yet. So, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath. Not yet, anyway. I don't feel like throwing a temper tantrum right now. It's too much effort. Okay. How about from 1957? Tell me why.
Every time I look at someone new, tell me why I think of you.
Inquiring minds want to know, right? And sometimes inquiring minds need to butt out. That's what I always thought anyway. Yeah. Oh, okay, well, this is a different song, but one I lost last Sunday, but I found that. So, okay, I know what I did with that one. Oh, my Lord Almighty. This is getting so mixed up sometimes. It's amazing. All right. I am going to, yes. Good one. John sent me another song that we never hear anymore. I used to hear it on the radio once in a while in the 60s. We don't hear it anymore. Well, I don't listen to those radio stations anymore either. They don't exist. One of them, the station I worked for back in the early 80s, is now a talk news station. Mm-hmm. Not something I do. It puts me to sleep. I just can't do it. It's just not my purview. So I don't hear. And they own the pop music station from the 60s. So that, of course, is going to be the same format, so they're going to be doing it as well. And it's just so disappointing because you can't hear those songs in that format anymore because pop stations don't exist. They're the current rock stations now, you know? And I get so disappointed when I look for one of those old stations I used to listen to and I can't find it. So I call somebody and I say, hey, whatever happened? Oh, we bought that way back when, so they're part of our, okay then. They're not playing, they're not doing that anymore. Oh, okay, well, I don't need to move back to Spokane then.
Yeah.
Well, last time I was there, they did have an oldies station. and by oldies, I'm talking 50s and 60s. You know, so that was okay. That's what I was looking for anyway. It's just a different station, and they call it something else. So that's all right, as long as it's the proper music that I wanted to listen to. That's what I found when I was there. But that's okay. I can't afford to move home. I can't afford to live in my hometown. I can't do it. Besides that, I decided, talking with someone that snow and ice probably wouldn't be a real good idea since I fall a bit anyway. I don't want to add the snow and ice to it. Think how fun that would be.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
I'd have to learn to sidewalk surf. Slide down the ice. There you go. Get a sled and just slide the sled like you would a skateboard down the middle of the street until they get the chemical on it, and then you can't slide nothing, which is not a bad thing, okay? Not a bad thing. Okay, I am going to play a song by Ray Peterson. And this is the one that I haven't heard in so many years on the radio. It's not even funny. But I did used to hear it in the 60s, the early 60s. It's Ray Peterson, and John sent it to me this morning, and it's from 1960. Now, that's about as early in the 60s as you get, you know. And it's called Corina, Corina.
I love Corina. Tell the world I do. I love Corina. Tell the world I do. I pray every night she'll learn to love me too. Corina, Corina. Corina, Corina. Corina, Corina. Oh, little darling, where you been so long? Oh, little darling, where you been so long? I ain't had no love since you've been gone. Go in it, go in. Corina, way across the sea, oh me, I let it go. Corina, way across the sea. If you see Corina, send her home to me. Corina, Corina, Corina.
Leave you anything to build on to do a proper ending, because you're just fading off into the ozone, you know. Okay, whatever. And it's okay, I need an ending. Well, maybe this next song will have one and that'll take care of it for me. British groups, now remember, we're trying to most of it be British groups. Okay, so far we're not doing too bad. Elvis songs obviously are not British groups, but we're trying to keep everything else as pretty British. I think we've been all right. Spencer Davis Group. They are about as British as you get. 1967. One of my favorites. Gimme Some Lovin'. Summertime of 1967, I was 12, hadn't turned 13 yet. Battle of the Bands, Spokane Coliseum, ran for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday one weekend. Spencer Davis was there. Chicago was there. Wow. That was quite a fun weekend. I got to sit and watch my sister. I don't know where she got the guts to do this. She sat at a hair salon's booth and let them do her hair. Washed, curled, set, and styled. And it's like, okay, everybody's standing around watching this. It's like, not me. Not going to happen. Nope. But she was the girly girl anyway. She liked having her hair up. She liked having lace and frills on her dresses. And I was more utilitarian, I guess. I liked my dresses to fit, but I didn't like the frills and lace. I wanted it to look really nice, really classy, but lace was not my thing. That was for Rita. And I wore my hair long and down. Sometimes I'd put it in a ponytail. I mean, it was over 3 feet long. So sometimes I put it in a ponytail, keep it out of my way. But no, none of these updos that were getting popular at that point in time. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I did not have the patience for that. I had other things to do, like read. I did not want to take the time to be standing in front of that mirror doing my hair. Did not. Nope. Not my thing. Okay. I wanted to get up in the morning, get the makeup on, very simple, get dressed, and brush my hair, and brush my teeth, and go to school. Be done. Over. I could get up and be ready to leave for school in half an hour. That suited me. I didn't mess with my hair. So, I liked it that way. It takes me 45 minutes now, but I can still do it. You know, I do wear more makeup now than I did then. I kind of grew up, you know. I still don't take 2 hours to get ready because I just don't do updos. I do not mess with my hair much. I brush it, I wear it down, or I put it up in a tie topper thing that kind of frills it out. But no curls and lace, not me. Now that you guys really, really cared about that, I know, I can tell, but it's just one of those things that kind of falls out of my mouth, you know, that tends to happen to me a lot. That's okay. Hey, I'm a radio host. You're supposed to be able to do that. If you can't do that, you've got no business being on air, but I can do that, so it's okay. Or so they tell me.
That's true.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, here is one that John sent me this morning by Eden Kane. Now, I have done a couple of songs in the past by him. He is British. He came over, I forget when was it, late 60s, I think, or was it 70s? He came over to California and married a model. Okay, good for him. I don't remember who she was or anything, so it couldn't have been that great. Not that I paid any attention to that world, but, you know, that's okay. I was music. This one, Eden Kane, 1962, Forget Me Not.
Crying my heart out. Do you love me or do you love me not? If you keep trying, you hear me sighing, forget me not. I've been wearing my mind out to have you close. I give all that I've got. The love we tasted, has it been wasted? Forget me not. Ain't I just a lucky guy? Forget me not, forget me not. Oh, I lay me down to die. If love is a one big lie, there's no need to remind me. Love's a fire and the kisses grow hot. So take this ember, then you remember. Forget me. Forget me not, oh, I lay me down to die. If love is a one big lie, there's no need to remind me. Love's a fire and the kisses go hot. So take this ember, then you remember. Forget me not. Forget me.
An ending. Oh, cool. All right. Bell, but
that's
it was
a good
ending.
Song.
Yeah.
I've not heard it, but it's a good song.
I haven't either, but I do like it. I do like it. And he was British, so that could be one reason we didn't hear it very often. Because, you know, unless they got really, really... But you know what? that song in 1962, January, did make the number three spot on the UK list.
Hmm.
I don't know what it did here. They didn't say. Maybe we didn't play it at all here. That's happened. That has happened. But, you know, I'm not going to worry about it now. It's kind of too far in the past to really do anything about it. So we'll just take it as it comes, and that's all right. I'm going to play an Elvis song. He's not British. And I'm fine with that. I hope y'all are fine with that, too, because I'm fine with that. Anyway, this one is from 1958, and it's called Young Dreams. And they did put it in a movie. Oh, I can see that movie. Oh, what's the title? What's the title? Follow That Dream. There you go. Okay, Young Dreams, 1958 is when the song was done.
Love, marriage, having kids. I want to be somebody first.
Do you know a better way? You could still kiss me.
Just leave it at that, Mally, for now anyway. I mean, just so it was you that I wanted to be with tonight to show my house to.
Young dreams of love, young dreams of love.
Thinking Follow That Dream, I was thinking of the song Angel. He sings that on the front porch while he's spying on her and she's changing her clothes. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's not an angel. Anyway, this one, Young Dreams, is actually from King Creole.
Right.
So
that's my favorite movie.
I love that movie. I do love that movie. Yeah. There's three other movies that I really, really like, and they're the roles that he gets to play a more serious part in, and it's a lot nicer because he can act. I mean, you know, hello. He just was never allowed to. Oh, he's good looking. He can sing. Stick him in with all these girlies. It'll make money. Well, but he could act. It just floored me. I read something the other day. Maybe you guys have read the same thing, to where he wasn't allowed to play the part in True Grit with John Wayne, even though John Wayne asked for him. Because good old Colonel couldn't get everything he wanted. That really sucked. You know, that really sucked. And he lost, three other roles for the same reason. And John Wayne asked for him, I think, three or four different times. He actually asked for Elvis Presley. And the Colonel decided that, no, Elvis was a star in his own right, and he needed to be billed as a star, not a co-star. And it just kind of killed the whole dream of serious roles. That really...
That's a shame.
It makes you kind of want to cry, because think of all of the wonderful movies that could have been. They fall under that category of coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, didn't happen, and you can't change it now, so no use crying over it. That's where the phrase crying over spilt milk come from. It's on the ground. It's on the floor. Don't cry over it, because you can't do anything about it now. So there you are. Anyway, I just wish. It's wishes that can't come true. You know, that's what that's under. Anyway, I have another... I love this song. I've never heard it before in my entire life until this morning when John sent it to me. But it makes you dream of an island vacation or moving to an island. I thought of that when I visited Tahiti. Didn't happen, but I thought about it. All right. This is from Goombe Dance Band. I don't know if that's what they're called. And this is Island of Dreams.
Island of dreams, where peace are born with a joyful start. The island of dreams, where children look proud and full of heart. There's something about you I was always looking for.
I like that. It makes me think of an island vacation. Probably something to do with the steel drums. You watch the video and they've got all this white sand and the blue ocean and the palm trees and people sitting around playing checkers in the shade of a palm tree on the beach. It's like, okay, I could go there. I could go there just fine. All right. You guys remember the Herman's Hermits?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, good, good. Yay. They're English. I mean, you know, that's how it is. Now, I always wondered where the heck did they get Herman's Hermits, because the lead man's name is Peter Noon. Where do they get Herman's Hermits at? So I looked it up. Yep, I looked it up. Here we go. It says, the band's name came from a resemblance noted by a publican in Manchester, England, between Noon and Sherman from the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons. Do y'all remember Sherman? He was Mr. Peabody's boy. Yeah.
No,
Mr. Peabody ran the Wayback Machine. Okay. Anyway, Sherman was shortened to Herman and then became Herman and his Hermits, which very shortly was shortened to Herman's Hermits. Now, who would have ever thought that that had anything to do with the Rocky and Bullwinkle show?
No,
not me.
I wouldn't have ever.
I would never have guessed that. That's like, that's way out there. Okay? It's British. There you go. Enough said. No problem. I'm sorry, all you British ladies. It's kind of like, that's just how it is. The Brits have been around for so long that a lot of them, not everybody, but a lot of them are just a little bit sideways off the wall, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But it's okay. We understand and we make allowances for it, and heaven knows we inherited it, so no problem. No problem. Anyway, I am going to play one of my favorites from the late 60s. Oh, my gosh. I was only 12 when this came out. Anyway, it's There's a Kind of Hush from 1967.
All over the world, tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sound of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us, and nobody else in sight, there's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So little baby, la 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 la
always liked them. He was kind of
good. Yeah, they were.
I can't remember ever thinking he was cute or anything, but he had this funny smile where his teeth, his mouth always, his lips always closed over his teeth kind of sideways, you know, started at one side and then the other side would close.
Mm-hmm.
He fascinated, it just fascinated me to watch him talk. You know, I was a weird kid. What can I tell you? I was a totally weird kid. Anyway, I'm going to play another Elvis song just because I can and we're getting down on time and I want to. So here is Forget Me Never from 1965.
If I should go, forget me never. Please say that you'll remember me. I pray the dreams we share together will shine on in your memory. Each time star falls out of heaven, it leaves the sky a deeper blue. So if we part, forget me never, and don't forget my love for you, and don't forget my love for you.
I like it. I think that was in Wild in the Country, if memory serves, but my memory is faulty, so don't go by me. That's just what I happen to think maybe it was. Moody Blue. Not Elvis's album. The band Moody Blues from the 60s. 1968, Tuesday Afternoon.
Tuesday,
trees are drawing me near. I've got to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all in a
that I always found fascinating about Moody Blue is that they had a flute. A rock band
yeah.
with a flute.
Yeah, it was unusual.
I always found that fascinating. It just, I could sit and listen to their music because I wanted to know what they were doing with that flute. You know? It was so awesome. Alrighty. You guys remember The Who?
Uh-huh.
Roger Daltrey. Oh, and who was the funny-looking guy that played guitar? He was a good guitar player. I can't remember his name, but he was a good guitar. I remember what he looks like, and I remember he was a good guitar player, but I can't remember his name. And Roger Daltrey was a short little squirt. He went on to be in a TV series. Oh, it was 10, 15 years ago, The Immortal. And he was trying to help the main character stay alive, you know, so because the main character was an immortal. And the whole plan of the immortals was there could only be one at the end. And each time they would have a sword fight, because that's the only thing they could do is have a sword fight. And you had to behead your opponent, and then his spirit whooshed out and came into you and whacked you silly, but it made you stronger afterwards when you recovered.
Uh-huh.
And I watched that, and I thought, yeah, right, sure. But it was science fiction fantasy, so, you know, science fiction was my thing, science fiction fantasy. So I watched it. And Roger Daltrey showed up on it. So, and that's when I really came to understand how short a little squirt he was. But
yeah.
there was nothing short or little about his personality. I mean, good grief. You watch The Who. Watch some of the videos that The Who did. Nothing short about that guy's personality. When he is on stage, he is the tallest guy in the whole venue, include the audience and the stage crew. Yeah. Nothing little about that dude. I don't know what kind of person he was. I know nothing else about him. But he was interesting to watch. He was interesting. Okay. So here is The Who. And this is a song from 1967. So he goes way back, 1967, called I Can See for Miles.
Mm-hmm.
You deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles. That I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that's as may be, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. Surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might be on clear day. Thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing some of my favorite music today. I hope y'all are liking it.
Okay.
I hope y'all liked it, because we're at the end. That's it for today. I have one song to sing us out, but I want to say thank you, Sue, for coming in and keeping me company. It was great. I hope you liked all the music, girl.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it very much.
And gives you a little bit of a respite from thinking about your pain, because when you hurt like that, you can't help it. You're always thinking about it. So I hope that helped you get away from it a little bit.
Yes,
for a little while,
anyway.
Awesome. I'm glad. And anybody out there that's hurting, I hope the music helped, because music does help, and it does heal, and it makes you feel better. It doesn't cure everything that ails you, but it don't hurt you. Anyway, hey guys, thank you all in the chat for joining me. Thank you everybody out in La La Land, Internet Land, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for joining me. I am so glad you were with me and got to hear our British bands, or some of them that came over and blessed us
with a lot of good music. I love these bands. I remember almost all of them, two or three, maybe not, but I remember almost all of them. And it's kind of nice to sit and think back, oh, I was doing this when I heard this song, or I was usually here when I heard that song. It's very, very interesting. So thank you for the idea, John. It was great. And I know everybody in the chat liked it. All of our UK listeners liked it. I hope everybody else had a good time and enjoyed the music. Tomorrow, we've got the gospel show. And I've got some special stuff to read for you. I read it this morning. John sent it to me. And it's something that we all need to know, because some of it is a little bit surprising, but it's backed up by Scripture. So I'm going to let you have part of it. Not time for all of it, but I'm going to let you have part of it. So join me for the gospel show tomorrow. You'll be glad you did, because you don't know some of this stuff either. So here we go. Until tomorrow, God bless. Take care. Stay well. And we'll see you tomorrow. Kinks, you really got me, 1964.